And this Yom HaGadol V'HaKadosh, this very holy and awesome day, every one of us seeks to intensify his bond, his connection, our iskashrus to the Rebbe. Iskashrus, our spiritual bond and connection to the Rebbe, is achieved in a very major way through Kiyom Hira Esav, simply following the Rebbe's instructions, doing as the Rebbe asked us to do. This becomes a vehicle, a convention, through which each and every one of us is able to deepen and nurture the iskashrus, the soul connection that we have with our Rebbe. Of all the things that the Rebbe asked of us, of all the things that Rebbe instructed us to do, there's one thing. One thing that a chassid can and must do every single day of their lives. Shabbos, Yom Tov, weekdays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Simchas Torah. There is no day of the year that is outside of this. Before Pesach, the Rebbe wanted us to be mechalak matzah shmura. During weekdays, the Rebbe wanted us to put on tefillin with Yidden. And there are so many different heroes, so many different instructions from the Rebbe that are applicable in a unique time or a specific time. There is a single hera from the Rebbe, a single thing that he demanded of us and expected of us, that's equal in all days of the year and all days of our life. And that is Limud HaRambam, the learning of Rambam every single day. Now the truth is, the conversation ends here. As the Gemara says, Chukah Chakakti. It's of no difference to us why the Rebbe wants us to learn Rambam. It's not really, one could argue, relevant what the rationale behind it is. For us, we have to know the Rebbe asked, the Rebbe instructed. We as Chassidim have to do what the Rebbe said. However, today, on this very holy day, I want to take the opportunity to share with you Divrei HaRav, the words of the Rebbe. The words of the Rebbe about Limud HaRambam, because ultimately, the truest iskashrus is when we are not only simply following instructions, but when we're able to appreciate and are able to relate to what the Rebbe wanted from us, as he explicitly told and explained on multiple occasions. Ubahagdim, if I may, a little preface. There's a sicha from the Rebbe in Chelik Tazayin Lakuta Sichas, where the Rebbe speaks about the notion that Parshas Mishpatim, the Parsha that opens with and is primarily filled with ordinances, rational mitzvahs, ideas and ideals that we can relate to and understand, it's the part of Torah which people are supposed to be able to wrap their heads around. Not chukim, not the statutes, not edus, testimonials which recall particular events, but rather chuk mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, follows Parshas Yisrael. And the Rebbe in that Sicha asks, L'cha'era, ostensibly speaking, it would be most reasonable that after Matan Torah, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us the Torah and revealed himself to us, that the next thing would be, we would receive instructions, chukim, things that would demand subservience, notions that would require us to put our own intelligence aside and simply do as we're instructed. And yet, the parsha that follows Yisrei is specifically Mishpatim. And the Rebbe points out in nuanced detail how many of the mitzvahs of Mishpatim are only given to Bnei Yisrael at a later time. The end of Parshas Mishpatim goes back to the previous subject. Why then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah put Mishpatim after Yisrei? And the Rebbe said that's because Yisrei, Matan Torah, represents the notion of Elyonim Yerdu L'Tachtonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Almighty God Kaviyachol, lowers himself into our world, revealed himself in our world. And when the Jewish people, when Bnei U'Bnei Yisrael stood around Har Sinai, they felt and knew the presence of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a way that actually eclipsed and totally vaporized their material existence. Elyonim Yerdu. But this has to be followed, the Rebbe said, by a process of tachteinim yalu. That not only the Eibishter brings ruchnius, the spiritual reality, into our realm, but that we are able actually to uplift our everyday existence, our pedestrian lifestyle, so that we become different, so that the world becomes different, so that reality reflects the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Rebbe said, Mishpatim, ideas that can be understood by the human mind, things that govern everyday, ordinary human life, that's the concept of Tachteinim Yalu. As it explains in many places in Chassidus, that Kabbalah Seil, that acceptance of the yoke, is a tremendously virtuous thing. But at the same time, when a person only commits himself in a way of obedience and subservience, but he doesn't really understand or appreciate why and what he's doing, there's a part of us that remains unengaged, uninvolved, uninspired, and unexcited. But when we understand it, when it comes into our Chochmah, Bina, and Das, we get the proverbial buy-in. This becomes a part of us. It becomes important to us. We self-identify with it. Tachteinim yalu. Azach vert alebedig azach. We start to live with it. It pulsates with excitement for us. It resonates to us. It's something that, if you will, inspires us. We get excited about it. On another occasion, in Tavshim Emtes, in Parshas Mishpatim, the Rebbe pointed out that Parshas Yisrei is the 17th Parsha of the Torah. Begimatria Tev, good. And Torah is good. But Mishpatim is Chai, Lebedikait. Because the Mishpatim that we can understand and appreciate, that brings us a gewaldige Chayas, a tremendous amount of energy and vitality. And we get involved. And so, my friends, I want to take this opportunity on such an awesome, holy day to share with you the words of the Rebbe. Because the Rebbe wanted us to understand and appreciate why he instituted Limud HaRambam. And the Rebbe shared with us his innermost thoughts. The Rebbe shared with us his desire. The Rebbe explained to us what he was trying to accomplish. And he allowed us, he gave us the privilege, the schus, to be his partners. When the Rebbe first introduced Rambam, and he spoke about it over a number of times, the Rebbe made it very clear that the concept of Limud HaRambam is all about the notion of Achdus, of oneness by Yidden. In fact, the Rebbe said clearly that his desire was to unite all Yidden. He talked about his Ishtadlus. The Rebbe said he tried to unite all Yidden. And the Rebbe said that this is the best way to unite Yidden. And if I may, there's many people today who are talking about Achdus. And they talk about these proverbial concepts. They talk about oneness. The Rebbe said in that sicha that he wasn't talking about oneness in a theoretical way, that he was giving us the practical roadmap, the actual mechanism through which we could achieve this Achdus. The Rebbe said that Limud HaTorah, that learning Torah is, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, it represents the notion of a Yichud Niflo She'en Kamayu. When there's an idea, and then you learn or study that idea, you understand that idea, you become inseparable from it. It becomes your opinion. It becomes your attitude. It becomes your way of looking at things. The concept of learning something represents the most profound union that exists in this world. And the Rebbe said that since Torah is the way that Yidden have this union with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Almighty God, so too, when Yidden are learning Torah together, that this brings them together because all Yidden are learning the same Torah at the same time. The Rebbe told us that this was the pathway to create the true Achdus, the true unity amongst Yidden. And the Rebbe shared with us that this was the straightforward way to be able to pave the road that led to Mashiach. And he was very, very clear about it. The Rebbe went on to say that this idea of Limud HaRambam, which is so critically important, which brings about this idea of union, of oneness, which we can understand on a spiritual plane, is actually even easy to understand in an everyday fashion. We, the Jewish people, we have so many different opinions. That's how we're created. Alter Rebbe alludes to this in the Akdama of Tanya, And we all know it to be a reality of our everyday life. And the Rebbe said, there is, of course, the idea of Ein De'eseim Shavus. Our attitudes, our understanding of things, our opinions, they're not equal. In fact, sometimes at loggerheads. But the Rebbe said that if our disagreements become over Torah, learning Torah, trying to understand Torah, trying to appreciate Torah, and everybody comes at it from a different perspective. And of course, then there's a heated pilpul. Then there's a discussion. And people advancing different ideas and pulling in different directions. But the Rebbe said that we know that sof-sof, when Yidden argue over a Torah concept, over understanding of Torah, when they come to it with intellectual honesty, when they come to that idea with integrity, when they want to learn Torah, be'emes, in the end, what happens is that there's a regesh shel ahava, there's a feeling of love, of togetherness, and of closeness that naturally develops. As the Rebbe said, the famous words of Chazal, and the words of Zvoiv Besufa, Shenasu Oyevim Zelazeh, that even though they seem like combatants when they're sitting in the Beis Medrash, but ultimately, this brings about the greatest togetherness, the greatest spirit of friendship and love. So the Rebbe told us, simply stated, that by us all learning the same thing together, and us discussing it, that on a ruchniistic, on a spiritual level, there's a yichud nifla, there's an incredible oneness that will create and will unfold for all of us, and that it's even understood in a very literal, in a very practical way. And the Rebbe said that this has been Nesef on other shiurim. He was not coming to detract from other things, but Nesef on all other shiurim, he was suggesting the inyan of Limud HaRambam. And Limud HaRambam, the Rebbe said, was something that represented the entirety of Torah, the oneness of Torah, and something that all of us could be learning together, in tandem, in unison. In fact, the Rebbe went on to say something really extraordinary, which I think is of particular importance for us today. Maybe for those who haven't been so careful about the takana of Limud HaRambam, and even for those of us who have been careful, as we'll soon talk, there's much we can do to upgrade, to improve, to intensify, and to elevate our devotion to this particular call of the Rebbe. The Rebbe said that even before we actually start learning Rambam, the Rebbe said that the Kabbalas HaAchlota, that the resolute acceptance that we would do this, would necessarily bring about this oneness that he spoke of. And he said that that oneness would undo or be mevatel, the cause for galus, our exilic dispersion which came through sinas chinam, through wanted, unwarranted animosity, acrimony, and hatred amongst us. And here, we'd have unwarranted love. We'd have unwarranted togetherness. We'd have avas chinam. And the Rebbe said, even before you start learning Rambam, if today on Gimel Tammuz, every one of us promises the Rebbe that our Limud HaRambam is going to be on a higher level, automatically already we mevatel the Sibus HaGalos, and already we move forward into, hopefully, very, very soon, today, Bias HaMashiach and the Hizgalos. We should be able to see the Rebbe b'moir panim. When the Rebbe talked about this idea of Limud HaRambam, the Rebbe also said that it's very important to emphasize that he spoke about Gimel Prakim. And you cannot ignore the words that the Rebbe said. The Rebbe said to us that ultimately the takana that he was making focused on the idea of learning 3 Prakim every single day. He said for somebody who cannot learn 3 Prakim, the Rebbe used the words e'efsher, it's impossible. If he cannot learn 3 Prakim, then there are other options. There's the option of learning 1 Perek of Rambam a day. And the Rebbe noted that there is historic precedent for this. There was a time when there were 2 cycles of the day of the weekly parsha. There was 1 minhag in which we finished, as we do today, the entire Torah on an annual basis. And another minhag, which was found primarily in Eretz Yisrael in the Middle Ages, the beginning of the Middle Ages, of learning and reading the Parshas HaShavua in a manner, in a cycle that unfolded over 3 years. But the Rebbe emphasized, Minog Pashut Bayidin was on an annual basis. And the Rebbe made it very clear that he hoped that each and every one of us would accept upon himself with absolute commitment that we would learn Gimel Prakim, three chapters of Rambam, every single day. And I know that this is daunting for many, but I just want to point out, if I may, sometimes even from personal experience, when your head's not working and you simply don't have the wherewithal to slave through three particularly long Prakim, the legendary Shliach, Rabbi Shulam Ben Gordon, they made beautiful recordings. You can put it on as fast or slow as you want, and you can push it, make it through the Prakim of Rambam. Some of you have long commutes. You're driving. Listen to the words, listen to the shir, say the words. You have to say the words of the Rambam, and you're able to learn Rambam. And there are other shiurim that are available. This is something that we can do. Let's be honest with ourselves. The Rebbe said, only im e efshiri, only for somebody who cannot. The Rebbe went on a different occasion to say that somebody who can learn three prakim and only learns one pedik a day, the Rebbe said that is a nechshev kebitul teira. The Rebbe said it's like bitul teira. And he used the frame of the famous question with regard to Megillah, that it says that mikra Megillah is mevatel talmud teira. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of hearing the Megillah, you're allowed to set aside the study of teira. In fact, you're required to. And the famous shaila is, isn't the Megillah itself teira? It's the ksuvim. It's actual scripture. So if you're reading ksuvim, that is limudat teira. And the answer that Rebbe said is that if a person could learn teira in a very, very deep and profound way, but instead he settles for just an easy read, then that's called bitul teira. If not quantitatively, qualitatively. And the Rebbe indicated that the same was true about gimel prakim. He said that if we are able to learn, if we are able, and most of us are able to learn Gimel Prakim, and if we're not Chas V'Shalom, it's a yin of Bitul Teira. It's a serious business. These are the Rebbe's words to us. This is the Rebbe's instruction to us. The Rebbe also, on a different occasion, in Parshas Bo and Tavshim Mem Tes, the Rebbe said that with regard to the Ishtatfus, to the commitment to Limud HaRambam, the Rebbe said it's a minig shemispashat, to learn Gimel Prakim, three chapters of Rambam every single day. And the Rebbe said, obviously, it's b'li neder. However, it's b'hachlota takifa. It's with a very powerful resolve. And the Rebbe said that when there is powerful resolve, bevadai tovi lidei pel mamish. There's no question that that powerful resolve unfolds in real time and that we actually do it. And the Rebbe said that this is the notion of being rogil b'limud harambam. Rogil means it becomes second nature. It becomes who you are. And the Rebbe alluded to a lashon harambam of harogil b'tfilin, a person who is accustomed to wearing tefillin. It becomes accustomed. Shlesha prakim rambam has to become something we are accustomed to. It's who we are. And those who are be'emes, those who are truly unable to learn gimel prakim, people who didn't have a chance to learn in a yeshiva, people who came to Yiddishkeit at a later time in their life, young boys who aren't capable, it's impossible to make such a demand of them. For them, the Rebbe said that one pedik would suffice. But it's very important to emphasize that the Rebbe expected the vast majority of his chassidim to learn three prakim of Rambam every day. When they were preparing the Hayom Yom, which in the preface of the Hayom Yom, it goes through the years, the different things that the Rebbe instituted. So they wrote, in Tavshim Mem Dalad, they wrote, Lehishtadel Lilmeid Gimel Prakim. To try, that everybody should try to learn three chapters of Rambam. And the Rebbe put a line through the word Lehishtadel, leaving it as it's printed today, Lilmeid Gimel Prakim B'chol Yom, to learn three chapters of Rambam each and every single day. This notion of Limud HaRambam, this notion of learning Rambam, three prakim, obviously, the Rebbe said, would mean that the learning was somewhat superficial. And therefore, from the very beginning, and the Rebbe emphasized this multiple times later, that we should make an effort to learn at least one halacha or at least one inyan bi'iyun, because Torah requires not only covering ground, but also having a deeper appreciation. A serious limud, a learning which is profound and erudite, which is insightful, in which a person really is able to appreciate the nuances. the finer points, the deeper messages that might lie in the folds of the Rambam. And so the Rebbe said that we have to make an effort, each and every one of us, to learn some of the shir of the Rambam. The Rebbe said, halacha and inyan, something with greater iyun, with a greater sense of focus, and a greater sense of delving into it. But three prakim Rambam is three prakim Rambam. This is the Rebbe's takona. This is the Rebbe's instruction. None of us are free from it. And through it, we become mekusher to the Rebbe. The truth is, most Chassidim are learning Rambam, Baruch Hashem. And this, we know, brought the Rebbe great nachas, as he spoke about it multiple times. The question becomes, on a day like Gimel Tammuz, how do we enhance, how do we elevate, how do we uplift our learning of Rambam? And here are a few suggestions, again, lifted directly from the Rebbe's words. The Rebbe mentioned the Tashem Emtes, that b'negiyah to limud Rambam, ma tov uma noyim, that it would be in a manner of Sheves Achim Gam Yochad, that it would be a shir, that would be learning which is done in a public fashion. The Rebbe spoke about the idea of a chavrusa, and the Rebbe went on to speak even more so about the concept of possibly setting up a shir, that should be multiple yidden that are sitting together and learning the Gimel Prakim Rambam b'chol yeim. And this is something that even if you're learning Gimel Prakim, something that all of us can improve on, something we could do maybe to start a shir Rambam, to make a chavrusa with somebody in a shir Rambam. Unfortunately, over the last few months, we've become accustomed to not seeing other people. We learned how to get along on Zoom and other methodologies. So maybe it means setting up a kviyas on Zoom with somebody else or with a number of people. But the Rebbe was very clear to say that there was a maila, a tremendous virtue, and there was tremendous value to the idea of not only learning Rambam yourself, but making a point of learning together with others. In Toshim and Vav, on Erev Yom HaKippurim, the Rebbe spoke about the inyan of Leben Midetzeit, that we, as Chassidim, were instructed to live with the Torah we learn, not only cerebrally, but also emotionally, that it becomes the fabric from which our life is woven and sewn. And the Rebbe said that the same is true about Rambam. The Rebbe said that by now, it's an inyan of Hanhoga Teva, Shanahagti Shalish Pa'amim, which is the syntax of what the verbiage we use in Hataras Nadarim Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the Rebbe said by now already has a takeif of Minig Yisrael. It's already Tafshim and Vav, 1986. 3 years of learning Rambam have gone by already. The Rebbe said it has the takeif. It already has the full force of what's called a Minig by Yidden. And the Rebbe said that now we have to emphasize that not only this is a thing that Yidden do, it's a thing that we do. I do, you do. That this is Kav Shaloi, that this becomes our thing. And the Rebbe said, es a verstandig, a vivait mit af leben mit dem. You meet somebody, a chassid, a fellow chassid. What should the conversation revolve around if not today's Rambam? How did you understand this? Did you notice the detail, the nuance in this halacha? V'chuli, and so on and so forth. The notion of leben mit dem, to live with it, to be involved, to be engaged, to be committed, to allow it to uplift us, to allow a learning of Rambam literally to change us as it becomes the things that we're focused on. The Rebbe, on more than one occasion, emphasized that ideally, the Shir Rambam should be learned during the day, before Shkia, the Rebbe said. It's true, the Rebbe noted, that karbonos that were not burnt on the Mizbeach are allowed to be burnt on the night that follows. But the Rebbe said that's only b'di'evet. It's only if we didn't have an opportunity to burn those karbanos during the day. Hekter chalovim ve'evarim is not lechatchila. The notion of putting off Rambam till the evening or till the night, besides the fact that you end up sleeping on the Rambam instead of learning it, but the notion that we're doing it, it shows that it's of secondary importance. It's not a primary thing for us. It's not something that's front, right, and center. And ultimately, the Rebbe asked that we make an effort to learn the Rambam lechatchila during the daylight hours, before Shkia, saying that learning Rambam later till Chatzos, or even till Aleis HaShachar, was only the idea of Tashlumen. It was a second best, but not really the focus, not most ideal. I want to finish by talking about the idea of the Siyum Rambam. From the very beginning, the Rebbe spoke about the importance of a Siyum. In fact, when the Rebbe himself identified the day in which Limud HaRambam would begin, which was in Yom HaRishon, what's called on last Sunday, Chof Zayin Nisan, a day which has come to mean much to us. That was the first day of Limud HaRambam. The Rebbe said that the Haskalah of Limud HaRambam, the day was chosen because it would allow for the Siyum HaRambam to be close to the birthday of the Rambam, which is Erev Yom Tov. And the Rebbe said, obviously, Erev Pesach is a time of tremendous tirda. Our days are very full. Nobody really has time to get together and have a Siyum HaRambam and Erev Pesach. And therefore, the Rebbe said, it will be appropriate that the Siyum would be in Yoimin Zakoyin, in meritorious and virtuous days that are besmichos, that are very close to the Yom Huledes, to the birthday of the Rambam. And in fact, Magzer HaRishon, the first Siyum HaRambam, was on Yom HaBohir, Yom HaGadol VaHaKodesh, Yud Aleph Nisan, the day of the Rebbe's birthday. And the Rebbe himself, of course, made that first Siyum HaRambam on Yud Aleph Nisan. On Yud Aleph Nisan of that year, Tav Shem Mem Hei, the Rebbe said by the Fabrengen, that really one needs to know, to search no further than a reason for the Fabrengen, because it's the Siyum HaRambam. And the Rebbe spoke about the importance of a Siyum, and we are now just weeks, 2 weeks or so, before the Siyum HaRambam, and it's appropriate for every one of us to think long and hard during the course of today and the following days. What will we do, despite the challenges we face today, what will we do to make sure that Shavasa B'Tamos, if Chas V'Shalom Mashiach is not here yet, and it is not yet the Yom Tov it was promised to be, what will we do to make a Siyum HaRambam? And Achre Shem Pesach, Tov Shem Mem Hei, so my Zeidel of HaShalom, of Avram Hecht, would come from where he lived in Flatbush. He would always come for Kishul Bracha. And on that night when he came for Kishul Bracha, the Rebbe gave him a big smile. And the Rebbe said to him, "Vergessnit, don't forget, the Rebbe said, tomorrow is the Siyum HaRambam HaGadol of Rebbeinu Moshe ben Maimon HaSfardi." My Zeidel was a Rav in HaSfardi Shishol. And the Rebbe said with a big smile, "Don't forget, tomorrow is the Siyum." My friends, let us not forget. The Siyum HaRambam was important to the Rebbe. In fact, on one occasion, the Rebbe suggested, and went on further, not even just to suggest, but to state it clearly, that the inyan of the Siyum HaRambam was directly linked to the Etzem HaLimud, and he said that the Siyum HaRambam, on the day, or besmichus, to Yom Huledes of the Rambam, is connected to Limud HaRambam itself. I'm going to share with you the exact words of the Rebbe as they're transcribed. Anoichi, the Rebbe said. The word Anoichi, that's of course the word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Almighty God used to introduce himself to each and every one of us when we stood around Har Sinai. Anoichi Rosh HaTevis is an abbreviation for the words Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. I have written or placed my soul in this document and given it to you. Hainu, the Rebbe said, that is to say, Shakadosh Baruch Hu hichnis es atzmi kaviyochol, that the Eibishter kaviyochol, as if to say, anthropomorphically speaking, placed himself in the Torah, gave himself to us through his Torah. And therefore, through Limud HaTorah, we say, Oisi atem leichim. When you're grasping Torah, when you're learning an idea in Torah, you're grasping, you're learning, you're taking the Eibishter himself. And the Rebbe said, Mikivon she tzadikim demon lebeiron, because, as Chazal teach us, tzadikim are a reflection of their creator. It's understood that the same ideal applies also to the manuscripts, the writings, the Sfarim of the Rambam. That he placed himself, hichnis es nafshei, he put his very essence into the Sefer. And the Rebbe said that through the limud of Rambam, we are misached, we become one with atzmos HaRambam, with the essence of the Rambam, not only the Rambam's intelligence, not only the Rambam's teaching, but ultimately the essence of the Rambam. And therefore the Rebbe said, there's a hadgosha, there's an emphasis, there's a maila, there's a virtue that is unique and special. Kasher mesayimim limud HaRambam, when we finish the learning of Rambam, besmiches, close to the Rambam's Yom Huledes. My brothers and sisters, think about these words. The Rebbe said that when the Siyum HaRambam is on that specific day, it connects us to the Atzmios, to the essence. And the first Siyum HaRambam was on Yud Aleph Nisan, on the day that the Rebbe was given to us, on Yom Huledes of the Rebbe. That was the first Machzer. we're now completing the 39th machzor. On Shavuos Betamuz, Yehofech, L'Sosin U'L'Simcha, we, Amirtz Hashem, begin the 40th machzor, the 40th cycle of Limud HaRambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. The Limud HaRambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, and I really should interject and point out that the Rebbe very strongly emphasized that he wanted women and children to participate in this mitzvah also. And he said that was part of the Achdus. The Rebbe expected that the woman would learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Not just an idea from Sefer HaMitzvos, they would actually learn Sefer HaMitzvos. They would actually learn from the Sefer. That children, the same way they learn Mishnayos or Gemara in school, the same way they're reading Psukim, that the children would actually learn the Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Rebbe redivided Sefer HaMitzvos in a unique way. The Rebbe divided it himself. The Rebbe apportioned the days of Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rebbe is the one who apportioned the Rambam, so that Sefer HaMitzvos would be studied in perfect symmetry and corollary to Shleisha Parakim. The Sefer HaMitzvos, even Perek Echad is concluding now a cycle, and we're starting the 40th Machzor. And it starts on Shavuos Betamuz, a day that we're promised is going to be a day of Simcha, Mirtz Hashem. When Mashiach will come, as the Rebbe's Medayik at the end of Hilchos Tainus, it's not only going to be a time when there's no longer sadness. It's not only going to be a day in which there's no longer a sense of mourning that pervades it. It will be a hafech. The day will be transformed, sublimated, turned into a day of tremendous simcha. That's the day that we start learning the 40th Machzor. Reb David Duvar recently publicized this idea, that the idea of koyim minish adaita derabe. Adaita derabe is the in of das. Das, or knowledge, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, is inyan yiskashlos. It means the idea of being bound, connected. The 40th cycle of Rambam, the Limud HaRambam that we perform every single day of our lives that connects us to the Atzmius of the Rebbe. And now we begin the 40th cycle. And the 40th cycle, my friends, concludes on Yom Hilula Rabba, on Gimel Tammuz next year. Surely if we use this day of Gimel Tammuz and we promise the Rebbe that it's going to be different in this 40th cycle, starting from today, that our Limud HaRambam is going to be something we take seriously, that it becomes something we're accustomed to, it becomes part of our nature, part of our life, it's not even a question. A day will never go by, should never go by, chas v'shalom, in which we didn't learn the Shir Rambam. And we rededicate ourselves that way as we go into the idea of our Boyim Shana, the idea of the 40th cycle, which is connected to Das Hiskashos, that surely will be Zeichem Mirtz Hashem, that the Rebbe himself will make the Siyum HaRambam together with the Rambam in the third Beis HaMikdash, b'mheira, will be Amenu, Amen.